We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
6:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, KNSS Breaking News. NBC News says longtime Today Show host Matt Lauer has been fired for inappropriate sexual behavior. Lauer's co-anchor, Savannah Guthrie, made the announcement at the top of today's Today Show. More on this story coming up at the top of the hour. NBC News longtime Today Show host Matt Lauer fired for inappropriate sexual behavior. Donald Trump Jr. says his father's successful run for president has given conservatives the ability to feel free to speak up on issues. Trump appeared Tuesday evening at a fundraiser for Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach's campaign for governor at a suburban Kansas City hotel. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning, we have a storm system moving east out of north-central Oklahoma, and most of the moisture is off to our east, so clouds and dry weather will stay around through much of today with a high 52. Tonight's low 38. It'll be dry on Thursday and Friday with a warming trend, 56 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 42 degrees. We have a north wind at 10 miles per hour. Wichita officials are considering a change in the fireworks policy. During a workshop meeting Tuesday, the city council and Fire Chief Tammy Snow met to consider changes. Current regulations only allow for novelty fireworks that don't travel over 6 feet when set off. Chief Snow says Wichita is on an island surrounded by other communities that follow state law, which allows much louder Class C consumer fireworks. Wichita Vice Mayor Janet Miller says she has always voted against expanding fireworks sales.
Every time fireworks season rolls around, you know, my inbox fills up. I know my successor's inbox will fill up with fireworks complaints. And so I would be doing a huge disservice to the hundreds of people that have written to me over the past 8 years about our existing fireworks, let alone expanding it to allow everything.
The council agreed to take a closer look at the policy next month. Federal appeals court has refused to hear the appeal of a Kansas man who tried to set off a bomb, what he thought was a bomb, at an army post to support the Islamic State.
A three-judge panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed Tuesday the appeal filed by John Booker Jr. of Topeka, challenging some conditions of his supervised release. It ruled the Topeka man had waived his appeal rights in his plea deal. Booker was sentenced in July to 30 years in prison, followed by a lifetime of supervised release. He pleaded guilty to one count each of attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempting to destroy government property with an explosive. He was arrested in 2015 outside Fort Riley. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Looks like we have a winner in the battle to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for now.
Former director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Richard Cordray, had picked his deputy, Leandra English, to take over as acting chief. But President Trump had picked Mick Mulvaney to temporarily lead the bureau. Mulvaney moved into the office as English tried to file a restraining order against him. A judge denied that order. A lawyer for English says he doesn't think the judge's ruling is the final stop for this case. Meanwhile, Mulvaney's told staffers to disregard instructions from English. President Trump's expected to pick a nominee to take over the job permanently. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
As states grapple with how to handle newly legalized marijuana, a terrible accident in Vermont shows how dangerous it can be to drive high.
The driver behind the wheel in the wrong way crash that killed five teenagers in Vermont last year had heavy concentrations of THC in his blood, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that gets people high. That from the state toxicology report found 10 nanograms. Any amount in Vermont is against the law, but even in the legal land of Colorado, the limit is only 5 nanograms. Vermont's report concludes effects of marijuana on driving ability may include weaving, inattention, poor coordination, and slowed reaction time with increased error rates and complex tasks. The drivers pled not guilty to five counts of murder. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Deaths on Kansas roadways are up this year, and the Kansas Highway Patrol says distracted driving, especially when it comes to cell phones, are a big cause. Although it is against the law to text and drive in Wichita, some cities in Kansas take it a step further with a hands-free ordinance, which means you can't even hold your phone while driving. KSN News spoke with Trooper Todd Heilman, who would like to see that ordinance become state law.
If we see someone with a cell phone in their hand while they're driving, right there, that's all we would need.
According to AAA Kansas, 420 people have died in Kansas traffic accidents so far this year. That's up more than 12% from this time last year.
6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'll tell you what, Ted, as you were doing that story, I was thinking from time to time I answer that phone when it rings in my car and talk on the phone. But
I'll
tell
you,
Everybody operating hands-free, because I'm, you know, I'm so inept. You know, I've got hands-free Bluetooth, you know, in our Honda, our new Honda. But even I have to ask Shelly, what button do I hit? Then I'm looking down here and I'm not even paying
attention. And you're not paying attention to the drive.
I mean, it's all a distraction.
Even if it's
hands-free.
It's all
a distraction. Yeah. Unless there's some way I could voice activate it or something like that. It's all a distraction. The safe thing to do is just tune your radio right here to 98.7 and keep it with us. And we'll keep you distracted.
Well, what about when we're doing storm coverage?
That's right.
I've got a cell phone in my hand the whole time I'm doing that.
I've gotten to the point where when I'm doing storm coverage, I just pull over and talk, you know. But I do it just like you said. When we're doing storm coverage, we're rolling, we're talking. But, you know, anyway, the Kansas Highway Patrol seems to think it's a big problem. And I think it is. If those folks out there right now driving around Wichita, they're looking around saying, oh, that person over there is on the cell phone. Oh, there's one over there. And to text, I mean, I saw a guy doing that the other day. I said, how the heck can they even start to do that? that's tough. Of course, our phones are, my phone is so small, trying to text is very hard for me to hit the right figures, you know.
I didn't even know you did text.
I don't. If I put something on Facebook, I'll text something on there. But I don't really text phone to phone. Anyway, I just talk. I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's old school, man.
It's old school. An Alaska woman came home to find out a thief broke into her home and stole clothing, jewelry, prescription drugs, and this is terrible, the mounted head of a zebra she had on a wall.
Well, that's unusual.
Turns out,
you'd think you'd be able to find this item.
Yeah. Turns out Stacy Scott got some good news about the incident. A cab driver who helped a suspect drive off with the stolen goods found the zebra head in his trunk and returned it.
Cab driver. Helpful.
Man,
yeah.
What did he put in my trunk? That looked like a zebra head. So it has a
happy
ending.
Would tend to remember that.
If I had a mounted zebra head, I'd want it back at home. Yeah. A New Jersey woman has raised more than $385,000 for a homeless man who came to her roadside aid. Interesting story. That's enough to buy him a home and his dream truck and provide him with a small annual salary.
Simply for doing a good deed.
Kate McClure said on her GoFundMe page that an attorney and financial advisor helped 34-year-old Johnny Bobbitt Jr. come up with a plan. When she was stranded, he gave her the last $20 he had. I'll tell you what, he invested $20 in a good deed and got $385,000 back. We should have a return on our good deeds like that. We do a lot of good deeds, right?
Well, we try, but, you know, that's not the point of the good deed.
I guess not. If the point of the good deed is to be rewarded, then it takes kind of the meaning out of the good deed. Right?
Yeah, in some ways, yes.
What holiday movie are you? Bad Santa is probably Ted. You can find out by taking our quiz at the KNSS Radio Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/KNSS Radio. We're going to pick five lucky people who took the quiz to win a four-pack of tickets to Botanica Illuminations, which is going on right now every evening. So you go in, you take the quiz, and, you know, you can get those Botanica tickets. Yeah, mine, when I took the quiz, the movie I am most like is Elf.
Yes.
And you got Elf,
My result was Elf as well.
Was Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. I
probably not.
You know, when that movie came out and I went and saw it in the theater, I felt pain. I was laughing so hard.
Really?
I think I was in the mood for it.
I guess I better check that one out. Is the Grinch one of them? I don't think the Grinch is one of our choices.
Well, that's why you need to take the quiz and find out.
I should take the quiz again and see if I could try to somehow cheat and get It's a Wonderful Life. What do you think, Ted?
Now, see, that's what I thought maybe my movie would have been. Yeah, Elf's a good one.
Okay. All right.
Identify with Bob Newhart.
You can take the quiz. What holiday movie are you? That's at KNSS Radio Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/KNSS Radio.
Yeah, and maybe you'll be one of the lucky five winners of those Botanica tickets to Illuminations.
Yeah. Well, I think that when it comes to movies and such, the KNSS Commodities Update, Tom Leffler is probably most like, you know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Good morning, Tom.
I thought maybe you'd come up like the Grinch.
Yeah, you're not very Grinchy.
Oh, okay.
You're not a Grinch.
Usually the live cattle close negative, but off the session lows, while the feeders closed positive and near their session highs. Trading was negative most of the session yesterday for our cattle complex. The lean hog futures continued to trade and close higher for the fourth straight session, and lean hog futures had their highest trade since early November, and some contracts scored new contract highs yesterday. December live cattle yesterday, 17 cents lower on the close at 119.65. Jan feeders up a nickel at 154.50, and Feb lean hogs $1.42 higher at 71.52. The wheat futures made new contract lows Tuesday for the third straight session, then managed to close positive on late buying. The corn and soybean futures closed on the negative side. Weather conditions and weather forecasts are not crop friendly to our winter wheat crop, and Thursday, December futures contracts in the grains see first notice day. Now, for the second straight session, the Dow made a new record high yesterday and has now gained 4,171 points from their 2017 low. At the moment, March Casey wheat a penny higher at 4.28¾. March corn up a quarter of a penny at 3.50. January beans down 2.5 cents at 9.90½. January crude oil 15 cents lower at 57.84. February gold $1.20 lower at $1,298. December S&P 2.5 points higher at 26.28½. December dollar index 3 cents lower at 93.18. In December, Dow Jones futures up 72 points at 23,883. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, have you done any Christmas shopping yet?
No, I really don't do much of that. I pretty much let the wife do all that.
Really?
Yep.
Well, she's got all the money. She might as well, huh?
That's the way I kind of look at it, Steve.
You're just a guy. You're a free spirit. You don't need to be worrying about money. That's the wife, right?
That's right.
I just
worry if I ever get any of it back.
Yeah, you just generate tons and tons of cash, and then she takes it out and squanders it, right?
She's pretty good about being conservative.
I know she is.
I just don't want you getting me in too much trouble.
No. She's probably not listening this morning, but if she is, she knows that I'm just teasing you.
But I learn people repeat things to her.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
I just tell her that, you know, the translation got lost.
Yeah, something was lost in translation.
Exactly. Okay. That wasn't the way it came out.
That sounds good. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:42 now. Steve and Ted, KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler. Hey, coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, buying a flipped house. Don Grant on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.